Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lounge Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? I don't remember when the next meeting is, so I'll leave that part out. But when it does happen, everyone's welcome to attend, and an amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.movetheweirc.com. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York via Echolink.
All right. KD2 FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight? Go ahead, KD2 FPM. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. My link cut out on me, so I'm back in again. Yeah, I messed around with my radio today out my Jeep. I think I got some more stuff in there, so when I take my trip to Albany tomorrow, I'll be able to hit some repeaters up there. Tell you what, I know there's another Echolink channel wait or station wait behind me, so I'll get myself on the side here, and I will listen. This is KD2FBM back to net.
All right, Kevin, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, indeed a good evening. KA3TFC Bill in Warndale, and I tip my hat to everybody and thank you, the Echolink station, for his courtesy, letting you know that I'm out there. And we while I have a repeater up, we've been listening to the horrible events in Austin, Texas all afternoon, and then we dialed back into Louisiana to cover some of those events happening over there due to the weather and flooding and whatever else. We've been busy. We've been eating all day here pretty good. Did some work on a trailer, trying to get rid of my poison ivy that I've had for 2 weeks on my left arm. And I went 2 weeks ago and cut the back grass, and I went under a pine tree that had this ivy in it, and it's a horrible thing to have if you don't have it or ever have it. With that in mind, I'm going to lean back the repeater to the net there, and I tip my hat to everyone on this holiday. KA3TFC, back to net control.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, Bill, and good luck with the poison ivy. I haven't had that in a long time. I think I eventually just developed an immunity to it. I've gotten it so many times. I don't know if it works that way, but I haven't caught it in a long time, and I haven't avoided it in forever, so who knows. Anyway, all right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole lot. Relaxing right now. Pardon me. Had a good day today, as usual, for the most part. I got a few things taken care of that I'll put behind me. You know, I was... Geez, I got to start over with that. I was behind on schedule, and I finally caught up with a couple of things. It worked out pretty well. I thought it was going to be rainy all day, though I jumped into a couple other projects, and it worked out good. When I got done and cleared up, I got a few other things done. You know, this list never seems to end. It gets longer and longer. But it's good in one way. Keeps me busy, keeps me out of trouble, and from hanging out on street corners. So I think with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jim, in 5AOW.
All right. Well, I know how that goes. It never does get any shorter. Even today, when I didn't want to do any projects, I found myself doing projects. So, I know how that goes. All right, well, hopefully you got some time there to relax today and enjoy the holiday. All right, Bill, take care. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
KA2Z.
KA2Z, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, kind of a busy day here. I've been working on some of my bushes, getting them cut there. I got a couple big bushes on the side, and I wasn't able to do it last year, so they kind of got out of hand. Well, I've been slowly working on that, and those bushes in a couple hours, getting, you know, some of the dead stuff out and putting them down a little bit. The front bushes are smaller. I just use a clipper on those. But a beautiful day. Well, too warm as far as I'm concerned. We were up 89 good share of the afternoon. And last I checked, we were 77. So, I don't know what it's supposed to drop to tonight. I know they're talking about rain. So I'll have to wait and see what happens. 730, KA2, that is it.
Hey Jack, the humidity's supposed to pick up here a little bit tonight, so we'll see how that works out. I really would love to get some rain, though. I think we all need that. We need some rain. All right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
This is KC2UXG checking in from the bottom of Jackson Hill.
KC2UXG. Mark, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Jeff, it looks like we got about 68 here on the thermometer, and sure feels like a little more than that. I was just outside, ran out of light, so I guess we called it a day, and now we've popped the cork on some refreshments, and we're going to sit here and enjoy the evening. How about you?
Oh, we're just hanging out. We already popped the cork a while back and put it back in the bottle and had some dinner here and kind of calming down here for the night, getting ready for bed. It's been a long day, long weekend. Had a lot of fun and got a lot of work done. So I'm about ready to wrap it up. In some ways, I'm almost looking forward to work tomorrow. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, Mark. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, like I said, we kind of took it easy around the yard today and around the house. Did a couple little projects here, but not much. Tried to take it easy as much as possible. And plan on doing that the rest of the night. So we did have a little campfire going, though, out in the fire pit. And we made fried chicken and some corn on the cob we had in the store there, some salt potatoes, macaroni salad, and we had a good dinner out here on the deck, and it was a nice night. Perfect weekend, I think. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'm going to close Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency program to you. I'd like to thank Kevin and Bill out in Warrendale and Bill up in Otter Lake and Jack and Mark for checking in. And say 73. Is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2FPM will be clear via Echolink. Thank you for use of the repeater, 73.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
This is NGWBX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. And 5AOW, good evening, Bob. And 2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in tonight, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Looking for additional stations for auction. N2MQP, good evening, Carol. Thank you for checking in. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 73s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.